This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4115 for Friday, the 10th of May, 2024. Today's show is entitled, Tagging Music with Beats. It is hosted by DNT and is about 19 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, some things to know before you use Beats to tag your music. You are listening to a show from the Reserve Queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm here to talk about the command line music tagging application called Beats. If you go to their website, just go to their documentation, beats.readthedocs.io. You can read all about it. They call themselves the Music Geeks Media Organizer. So I've been using this for tagging music so that I can put it in my personal Funk Whale server. And so I've come across a few things and discovered a few things as I used it. So I made... took some notes, and I'm here to share them with you. So, first, in Funk Whale, it's pretty handy to have the album art, the cover art and stuff, so that the application just looks a little better, and it's kind of easier to spot the thing you're looking for. So, for that, there are two plugins that you can use with Beats. One is called Fetch Art. Well, that's really the only one you need. It'll download the album art when you import music into your Beats library. So, the Fetch Art plugin will just download in. I think by default it'll save it in the same folder with the name cover.jpg, which for Funk Whale is good. Funk Whale will find that and it will set it as the album art. Another option you have that's more wasteful is the adding as well the plugin embed art. This one will actually embed the album cover in the metadata of each file. So of course you can tell that that's going to be wasteful because you're going to have multiple copies of that album art, one in each track out of the album, where you would only need one, really, one copy of it. Apparently there are some music players, maybe older ones, I don't know, that will only show album art if it's embedded in the metadata. So that might be a reason for you to do it. I did it because I didn't bother to look up whether Funk Whale could detect the cover.jpg. So I started doing it with the embed art plugin. Now I have since discovered that it doesn't need it, so maybe I will kind of run through and do a re-import of my entire Beats library so that it can strip out the album art and then just add the cover.jpg file and then push it into the Funk Whale server again. Maybe I'll do that sometime, I don't know, but it's not a big deal. But let's back up a little. So Beats is a command line application. You'll go in and you type beat. The actual command is not in plural. It's just beat, B-E-E-T. And then you type beat, import, and then your tracks. And then by default, Beats will use a folder called music in your home folder as your library folder. And it will copy the files there to that folder. And it'll also automatically, this is all by default, right? All this you can change. By default, it'll also try to match the album with an album that exists, the release, right? We should say the release that exists in Music Brains, the website. And then it'll automatically tag your files using that information from Music Brains. So Music Brains is like a shared catalog of music, information about music releases, it's very good, very complete, and has very robust search tools. It's pretty good. So it'll download all of that stuff. It'll tag your files and it'll copy the files into your Beats library folder using a certain kind of a conversion from tag information into folders. There's some other cool stuff it does, like, for example, it can say something is a compilation, and then it'll put any compilations will go in a folder that by default is named compilations, and then compilations, and then inside that compilations folder, you'll have a folder with the name of the album, right? So, you know, in a lot of cases, that might be tagged as various artists, and then you end up with an artist called various artists. So that's kind of an alternative to that. Instead of various artists, it just names it compilations. So the first tip was that about the plugins, Fetch Art and Embed Art. And I'm just going to quickly pull up my Beats configuration here. And here we are. It's a YAML file. And yeah, you just have plugins, colon, and then a space-separated list of the plugins that you want to use. So here I have Fetch Art and Embed Art. I'm going to remove Embed Art right here as I'm talking to you, because I'm not going to use that anymore, because I found out that it's not necessary. So if you want to look at the settings, so it's worth, if you're going to use Beats, it's worth having a look at what the default settings are. And a handy way to do that is just type beat config hyphen hyphen default. That'll give you, basically you can copy all this to your personal Beats config, which lives in, you know, your home folder, .config, beats, config.yaml. You could copy all this into that file and then edit it as you please, right? But these are the default settings, so you don't need to do that, right? You only need to copy in what you're actually going to change. But it's a handy way to see what the defaults are. I kind of wish more applications did this, where you can just say, hey, give me a default config file, and then it just spits out all of it for you to look at, right? So some other changes that I made were just for my purposes for importing a bunch of stuff. I decided to have it, instead of copy the files to the library folder, I want to move them there, because I have other copies of these files anyway, so it doesn't matter. And I'm actually, the files that I'm moving in are actually new Opus encodes of all my stuff that I had. So yeah, a quick note about that. I looked at this thing, so I found on the internet, I don't even know what this is, but it's xiph.org. It's kind of like a wiki page, and there was a page there called Opus Recommended Settings. I just wanted to see anybody's recommended bit rates for Opus encoding. And then what I decided to go with is any music that I had in MP3, I'm encoding to 96 kilobytes per second. And anything that I had in FLAC, I'm encoding to 128 kilobytes per second. So this page here that I'll try to put in the show notes, it says that Opus at 128 kilobytes per second is pretty much transparent, it says here, for music storage. They have this handy table about like what the use case is, how many channels, and then what the bit rate is that they are recommending here, whoever these people are. So I kind of decided, you know, it says here music storage, music archiving, right? Under music archiving as the use case, it says use FLAC. And that kind of got me thinking, well, yeah, what is music archiving, right? Music archiving means, as it says here, if you are archiving audio, use a lossless audio format to prevent generation loss. So what that means is, like, you know, when I'm encoding music that I have in MP3 into Opus, I'm further compressing something that was already compressed, right? But I don't expect to do that a whole lot. You know, I didn't have to do this with Opus. I just decided to do it I just decided to re-encode it into Opus to save storage space. But I will never really have to do it. I'm not a music archival person. Let me look this up. I don't know how to pronounce this word. So, archivist, apparently. It looks like you can pronounce it as archivist or archivist. Today I'm going to go with archivist. So I'm not a music archivist, right? So I just want to have it to listen to it. So I don't actually have a good reason to keep it, to store it in FLAC, because I don't expect to, you know, 50 years from now, want to re-encode it and, you know, make a new high-quality release. Not really. I just want to listen to it with my silly little earbuds here. So that was kind of the reason I decided, you know what, screw that. I'm just going to get rid of all this FLAC stuff, and I'm going to encode everything in pretty low bitrate because, I'm not going to complain to anyone if the quality is not perfect. So this will be all right. It will be worth the space savings. So the first thing I did was just re-encode everything into Opus. That made it way, way smaller. It pretty much almost fits just on my phone, all the music that I have. So then I started doing this tagging thing, and I found Beats to be really good. It's very fast. It's a good way to just kind of not overdo the whole tagging thing and just be done with it pretty fast, okay? So then, yeah, some things that came up. Like, there were some albums that I had trouble getting it to understand that it was a compilation, so I had to tell it manually. So then the way you do that is... I ran the command beat space modify space comp equals 1. That's the thing that tells it it's a compilation. It's a kind of its own metadata that it invented, I think. And then next you do album colon and then the name of the album, right? In this case, it's an album that was called Akan Kun that I bought in 2005 at the World Social Forum in Brazil, and I didn't find any reference to this album anywhere. It looks like I might have been the only one that bought it. So beat modify comp equals 1 album colon the name of the album. And here you can see that when you say comp equals 1, you're setting that to this, right, with the equal sign. And when you're typing a query, you use the colon symbol, album colon something else. If I did, like, you know, album equals Akan Kun and then space comp colon 1, then I would be querying for everything that is a compilation in my existing library, and I would be setting all of that to the album for all of that. I'd be setting that to Akan Kun. That's not what I want to do, obviously, right? So that's the modify command. And by default, this will not only change the metadata, but it'll also reorganize the files in your library to accommodate the new, to conform to the new metadata that you just set. So that's something you do after you've already imported these files into your Beats library. So next, I want to tell you about these options, --flat and --group-albums. So by default, Beats is going to assume when you import new files that each folder represents one album, right? So there are two ways you can override that. If you actually have just tracks in one folder that actually make up multiple different albums, you give it the group albums option, then it's going to try to first look at all those files and group them into albums, right? And then the opposite, you don't always need to do this, but sometimes Beats has trouble recognizing the multi-disc albums. So what you want to do in those cases is the opposite of the group albums thing. You import the folder that contains the multiple folders that make up the multi-disc album, and then tell it --flat. What that's going to do is going to ignore the folders and just treat all the files in there as if they were in the same folder. If you do that, usually it'll recognize a multi-disc album with no trouble at all. So what I often do is I'll just, when I'm going to import a folder with a bunch of stuff, I first have a look at it, and then I first import each multi-disc album separately to make sure it goes all right, and then I import the rest all in one go. So sometimes it fails to recognize the release you want. It gives you some options. When it doesn't find a very good match, it'll give you some options. Also, when it finds a match, but the match leads to making a lot of changes to the metadata that's already in the files, it kind of shows you that diff and asks you what to do, right? So then usually you're just going to say apply, right? But anyway, so when it gives you multiple release options and none of them are what you're looking for, what's handy to do is to just go to the Music Brains website and use the advanced search there to try to find the release you're talking about. Because a lot of times, you know, things are mistagged, people give an album the wrong name, and then you can find out what is the right one. You can search, like, by the track name and the track number, for example, and then it shows you the every release in which that track appears with that track number. So there are very good search tools. And then there's a unique ID that identifies each release in Music Brains. And you can find that in the URL when you're looking at a release on the Music Brains website. Then you can copy that ID. And when Beats is asking you what to do, you can use the option Enter ID. And then just paste in that ID. And then it'll say, okay, got it. Similarly, you can also, if you already have the ID from in the first place, you can just go beat import hyphen hyphen search hyphen ID equals then the ID. Then you're importing and you're telling Beats exactly what the release is so that it can just pull the metadata from Music Brains and apply it. Then the other thing is sometimes it'll say it finds the album you're looking for, but it says there are like three tracks missing, let's say. Then you know the tracks are there. You LS in the directory and you can see the tracks that it's saying are missing, right? If that happens, you can usually just say okay, apply, and then you're going to import the album without those tracks. And if you're using the move option rather than copy, right? Then those tracks that are said to be missing will remain in the folder, and then you can just import again. And this time Beats is going to look at it, and then it's going to say that it's missing the other tracks or it's missing all the tracks, right? And it might like look at one track at a time and think each track is one album. So then it's going to say, oh, I found this and it's from this album, but it's missing all the other tracks. Then what you can do is you can just say, okay, let's import it. Then it's going to want to import this new copy of this album that is missing all but one of the tracks. But then it's going to tell you, hey, you already have this album in your library. Here it is. The old version had 9 tracks. The new version has only 1 track. What do you want to do? There's the option to merge them, right? So then you'll merge them and you'll end up with what you were looking for. So that's it. These are just some things that I've come across using Beats for a few days. I've been just kind of going in for like half an hour a day and importing some things into the Beats library, and then from there pushing them to Funk Whale over rsync. And so yeah, I just came across some of these things, and it would have been handy to know them ahead of time. It would have taken less trial and error and less redoing some things. So I figured that's a very good opportunity to record a show for Hacker Public Radio. All right, so that's it for me. Thanks for tuning in. Come back tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by
in honesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.